Well, it's lovely to be 40 minutes outside Sacramento. This doesn't often happen on tour, but I don't know where the fuck I am. What is this? Normally, I would thank the audience for being here. Normally, I would say, oh, look, thanks very much for choosing to come out and spend an evening with me this evening. It means a lot. But really, what were your fucking options? This is like a fucking hostage situation. It's like, yeah. There's people in this room with no interest in me or stand-up comedy just going, well, he's come here. That seems good of him. What about the word concubine?
Yeah, why don't we use it anymore?
Why don't we use the word concubine anymore? I just don't think there's a lot of dudes that could carry it off. I think, yeah, this is my wife, and I'm sure you've met my concubine. It's quite old, it's quite Game of Thrones. I don't think we say courtesan anymore either, but you know, times have moved on. Do you know what? I'll ask. What do the other girls that work at the brothel call? Hua. Iron Man races. Their races on Sunday. What exactly is involved in the Iron Man race? Triathlon. Okay, so what you got to do? How far you got to swim? Very far. Okay. Wow, you really know your stuff. So you've got to swim, you've got to cycle, you've got to run.
Yeah.
And this is all just to get away from wherever the fuck we are. Good on them. Doctors and nurses, what, just as an area of... Are you a doctor? Are you a nurse? What do you do? And what kind of a nurse are you? Well, hang on. Go on, what do you do? You're a hospice nurse. Well, you really can't go wrong, can you? I appreciate what you do is wonderful and it's very meaningful, but really, you cannot fuck up at work. So, oh man, I've got a hangover today. Oh, have I given him too much of that? He saw the sign on the way in. There's no investigation, is there? We've just had a call from the hospice. Someone's died. Yeah, that's what happens there. That's what they do. You're one up, as a nurse, some offence, you're one up from an undertaker. Hospice nurse, you're like pre-embalming. Interracial marriages? Yeah, I'm pretty into them, yeah. It's one of my searches. Well, again, I would say interracial marriages, what year is it that's a factor? They did a bit of research, actually, recently. I don't know if you saw this, but they did research in America about interracial marriages and people's attitudes and how they had changed over the years. And people are, I think it's like 98% not bothered in the slightest about there being an interracial marriage. But what's changed in the last 50 years? The idea, so they asked people like, would you mind your daughter or son dating someone from a different racial background? Okay, no one has a problem with it. But now if you ask people, would you mind your daughter or son dating someone from a different political affiliation? People are fucking up in arms about it.
Vasectomies.
We'll come on to that later. Are you thinking about having one, love? I don't think you need it. You'll be all right.
I do them.
You do them. Oh. We've got a dominatrix in. Who's terrible at her job. You do vasectomies. Oh, well, it sounds like we have a finale for the show. Has anyone got some nail clippers? What, so were you a nurse?
I'm a urologist.
You're a urologist, you're taking the piss. You work with her?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
I didn't know she was here.
And what do you do, sir?
I help her out.
Sorry, you help her out? Oh, hello, I'm a urologist. This is just a dude that helps me out. Like, if the guy's junk is really heavy, he just... She's only a slip of a thing. What do you mean you help her out, you fucking lunatic? Are you a doctor or a nurse?
He's James the ball.
Are you a doctor or a nurse?
He's a surgical tech.
Well, what, sorry?
A surgical tech.
A surgical technologist.
Shaves the balls.
Just shaves the balls. I think we may have hit on the truth here. Yeah, no, I do technical work in pre-surgery. And I tell you, you could eat your dinner off that taint.
What's your favorite porn fetish?
What's my favorite porn fetish? Ooh, great question. Interracial marriages. I knew you two.
Is working 40 minutes out of Sac a low point in your career?
What, sorry?
Is working 40 minutes out of Sac the low point of your career?
Is working 40 minutes outside Sacramento the low point of my career? I've got to say, it's literally, I know this sounds weird and slightly trite, but I'll allow myself, it genuinely is my dream come true. I want it to be... a stand-up comedian. I wanted to travel the world telling jokes to people. The fact that 2,000 of you have turned up this evening, it's unbelievably cool for me. It's so fucking cool. I mean... What, sorry?
This is everybody in town.
And the kicker is you're all related. That's why the applause is a little bit louder here, because people have got more fingers than usual. It does smell bad, doesn't it? The fuck is going on? I just thought that was Sacramento. What the fuck is going on? What, sorry? Cow shit. Oh, is that just normal for here? Well, someone could have fucking mentioned it. Maybe this is a low point, yeah. I take that back. What's your name, sir?
Adrian.
Adrian, what do you do, Adrian?
Retired.
Retired, right. And you're 46? And you're retired. Okay.
Military.
You're military? Oh, what did you do in the military? Oh, thank you for your service. Fucking no further questions. Yeah, right. Awesome. And the, what did you do in the air service?
I worked on aircraft. I was aircraft.
You worked on aircraft? Yeah, that's the whole thing. Yeah, that's what the Air Force is, though. That doesn't even narrow it down.
I worked on a U-2 spy plane.
You worked on a U-2 spy plane? Ah, who was it run by? Coldplay. That is a silly joke. God, that poor man at the Coldplay concert. Do you remember that? Earlier in the summer? Where the guys with the head of HR from work and they get caught kissing? His poor wife, what a way to find out your husband likes Coldplay. Go on. What, sorry?
Do you think we're born of ancient aliens?
Do I think we're born of ancient aliens? No. I don't think so. I think Darwin probably fucking nailed it. And I understand why people don't want to believe that, do they? People don't want to believe in Darwinian evolution. Because it's the three humiliations of man. Are you familiar with this? The three humiliations. There's Copernicus? Copernicus, yeah. Copernicus went, we're not the center of the universe. And Darwin said, we're just like the animals. And then Freud said, we're not even in charge of our own minds. It's all our unconscious. It's a downer, though, isn't it? Maybe we're from magic aliens. He would like to buy some weed. Break a leg. We are excited to be here with our daughter, Brooke, tonight. She is currently applying to veterinary schools in the UK. Have you any advice for her in meeting a nice bloke there, or warnings for that matter? Oh, where's Brooke? Where are you, Brooke? Hi, Brooke. Well, a couple of things. Firstly, why are you becoming a vet? Do you love animals? Because I love animals, but I've got friends that are vets, and I like to play a game with them. I play a game, how many dogs have you killed in the last week? And my total is zero dogs. And their total is always more than zero. Now, if you're smart enough to be a vet, can I make a suggestion? Doctor.
Vet med all the way, baby. Happy Vet Tech Week.
There's a vet over there, and she's fucking mental. And you know why that intelligent, beautiful woman is mental? Because she's been made demented by how many dogs she's fucking killed. Horses. She's killed a lot of horses. I'm not sure that's helping, love. But you're applying to the UK to go to university. Okay, I would look at, there's schools in Amsterdam as well that teach in English. And the, I think they've got a veterinary college there, and it's like €4,000 a year. I'm really saying this more to your dad than you. But Amsterdam's got English-speaking universities, and it's an amazing place to visit. And you meet people from all around the world, and that's kind of the whole experience. I don't know. But good luck. It's been amazing. Meeting a nice bloke, I mean, you're going to be fine. Brooke, I realise you have different conversations with your parents than you would have with me, but to be honest, you don't have a problem catching a dick, do you? Brooke and her dad just exchanged a look of, that's my girl. The veterinary school in Edinburgh is called the Dick School. Wow, so you're already qualified. Good luck with your studies. All right, what else we got? I left work early to make it here on time for the show, and I saw my boss here for the same show. Do you think she will figure out I left early? I'm sure you're not in trouble, right? Are you in trouble? Where do you work?
Hospice.
What, sorry? Hospice, yeah, of course. Oh, God, now I've got visions of you leaving work early. Sorry, Granddad, I've got a show.
It's been a very fun show. Thank you so much for coming out, everyone. Thank you. Good luck, Kenny. Thank you. Take care, everyone. Thanks for coming out. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.